I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A police official says two Colorado Springs officers put on leave after shooting a man as he ran away from them have returned to active duty. Sergeant Alan Van Land and Officer Blake Evanson were placed on leave after the August 3rd shooting that killed 19-year-old Devon Bailey. Shooting was investigated by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, which turned its findings over to prosecutors for their review yesterday. Also Thursday, police released video from cameras worn by the officers. Jefferson County officials believe a wildfire in Deer Creek Canyon Park in Littleton was caused by humans. Sheriff spokesman Mike Taplin said this morning that they've opened an investigation.
We've talked with witnesses. The witnesses have heard explosions. They saw smoke. And then some witnesses have seen two juvenile males running from the area.
The fire, which is now 100% contained, forced the evacuation of about 200 homes in a rural area southwest of Denver. All evacuation orders have been lifted, although some open space parks will remain closed, likely through the weekend. Colorado is tightening its air quality regulations and requiring that at least 5% of the vehicles sold in the state by 2023 emit zero pollution. The rule approved today by the State Air Quality Control Commission applies to auto manufacturers, not buyers. It's aimed at boosting the number of electric vehicles in the state struggling to control air pollution. Green Car Reports tracks developments in low-pollution vehicles and says Colorado is the 11th state to adopt zero-emissions requirements. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.